This is Tessa from Brave Radar, and you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR.
Here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And as you might have detected, I am not feeling great today. I've had a bit of a cold and sore throat, and so yeah, things are a little rough, but I had most of today's show worked out because I had done an interview ahead of time with the band Giving Shapes, so I figured I'll just do the bare minimum and get it out the door, because the interview is most of the show. All right, so to start us off there, we heard Future Star from her brand new album, It's About Time. That was the song, This Is the Part That's Too Hard to Explain. And it is so nice to have new Future Star in the works. That album is going to come out in June. And look for many Future Star-related events and celebrations around town in the lead-up to that album. So as I mentioned, Giving Shapes are going to be, there's an interview with them that's going to play later on that features Robin Jacob and Elisa Thorne, who are definitely well-known musicians around town, and they teamed up to give us the Giving Shapes. So let's give a listen to that, but before we do, let's zip over to Montreal for a new band that has just put out their first record. It's called Because It's True, and the band is called Laughing. and this track was produced by super producer, if you ask me, Rennie Wilson, and the song is Bruised. Here is Laughing.
When you said you didn't care, I felt something inside me tear. My head is looping in despair. All falls away, now I'm nowhere. And I'm bruised like the apple that fell from a tree. 'Cause you don't understand just what you mean to me. I'm down and rolling around on the ground. Pick me up, give me a shine. Do something to let me know that you're mine. I'm down. Help me back to where I used to be. And understand I never wanted to be free. I fell from grace and somehow now I finally see. Flat on my face, got my first taste of gravity. It's about who will price the glass in that particular. The final door, the current chance, more standard than the window pane. No doubts about who will place the glass in that particular aim.
From Oakland, California, that was Famous Mammals from their new self-titled record. That was the song Final Decor. Before that, we heard Sloan from their classic 1993 album Twice Removed, the song Coax Me, and that seemed like a nice pairing with the laughing, and also, for some reason, the line, it's not the band I hate, it's the fans, jumped out to me this week. Not related to anyone in particular, I just that line came to me, and I was like, Coax Me, of course, great song, gotta play that. And I want to dedicate that to my friend David Barkley, who's celebrating a birthday on the weekend. And at the top, Laughing with Bruised. All right, so now we're going to enter the Giving Shapes zone. So first up, we're going to hear the last single, or the last song, to be revealed from their new album. It's called Earth Rings Like a Bell. And this is the song In a Closed Room. And after that, we're going to hear about a 20-minute interview with Robin and Elisa. So buckle up. Here we go.
Holds an apple to the light.
All right. So I'm joined now by the Giving Shapes, and we've set up a Zoom call. And so we're going to talk a bit about their new album and a release show that they're doing. But first off, how about you introduce yourselves? Who are the Giving Shapes?
I am Elisa. I am the harpist.
And I'm Robin. I play piano, and we both sing.
And we are the Giving Shapes. We've been
great.
It's 2017.
Yeah, we met at UBC when we were going to school there. Well, actually, we kind of sort of met there.
We were too cool to be friends in music school.
We met later. And yeah, had been sort of performing alongside each other in different projects for a long time, and then decided to try something different, try something together.
How are you both too cool to be friends? You were just too aloof to.
I had a super attitude problem when I was at music school.
I was too cool to be anyone's friend at the UBC School of Music.
CITR kind of saved me. I was like so disillusioned while I was there. Although looking back, I had a great time and learned a lot.
I was disillusioned, and looking back, I'm still kind of like,
yeah, there are problems with the conservatory model. Yeah.
I was reading the bio for Only a Visitor, which is one of your other bands, Robin, and the way that you describe yourself there is classically trained but DIY nurtured, and that seems like a really pithy way of describing your path through music, at least from my vantage point for both of you. So CITR listeners will know you, Robin. What was your show on CITR?
I had a show called The Rib. It was on Mondays at 4 o'clock or something. And it was all experimental music. And back then I was way more like, it's gotta be weird. And tastes change. But it was really cool because it allowed me to get into different scenes a little bit more and get to know artists. Because I didn't gig that much. You did a lot more gigs. You did a ton of improvising.
Yeah, after school, but yeah.
Yeah. And around that time, I was not quite playing much, mm-hmm. still outside of my solo project and Only a Visitor. But yeah, it allowed me to meet more of the community and bring people in to do interviews and stuff.
Yeah. And then you also, so you have Only a Visitor. So that's a band, I think, listeners of the show will be familiar with. You put out a few records now, most recently with Mint Records. And then you also do some public art, Public Secrets. Can you tell people about Public Secrets a bit?
Public Secrets is a collective that I'm part of. And we are currently artists in residence at the Field House in Haddon Park. So we do a lot of free or accessible programming, mostly out of that location, and we run a few gamelan ensembles there with a teacher who, Rian Swaryandana. He actually is studying at UBC right now, doing his master's, and he works with the UBC group there. We partner with different festivals around. Sometimes we do partnerships with Vines Arts Festival, which we played at actually, mm-hmm. at least once. Mm-hmm. And this is our last year there. So we're going to be vacating the premises after December.
That was a pretty prime location, though. I know field houses, you can get put pretty far astray, but you're right up above Kitts Beach, right?
That's pretty great.
Actually,
one of the first songs that we wrote was at your
field house. I had a field house, too, that was in a less desirable location. So we chose not to renew it after the second renewal. Yeah.
Location. It matters.
And Elisa, you were in school along with Robin, and then you've been in a number of different bands, and you've done a lot of music stuff around the city. What are some things that people may have heard of you from?
Gentle Party is one of my projects that's with Meredith Bates, who's a pretty well-known violin player around town, and a singer named Jessica. That's chamber pop is what we call it. and then I have a project called Hue that's maybe a little bit inactive right now, because it's hard to have a band keep going. You run out of gigs in Vancouver, but that's with a beautiful singer from Toronto named Laura Swanky. And I used to play a lot of free improvised music. I do that a little bit less now. Still a little bit part of my practice, but maybe less of a focus right now. But I'm kind of focusing on my solo project right now. So I just recorded an album that I'm terrified to put out because I don't know how to put out albums anymore. But it's done. So one day we'll all hear it. So that's kind of what I've been focusing on right now. It's really fun.
Yeah, and I think I you had a concert series in your front yard for a while called the Woodland Series. I saw Devours there a few years ago.
Oh, I love that show. Yeah, 10 years. This would be year 10. I'm not sure I'm going to do it this year, but for 8 years it was in the front yard of that house, and then I moved. So last year I did a version of it that was super fun that was in different pop-up locations, so different houses. We did one at the field house. But this year, I didn't get the funding that we usually get for it, so I'm feeling a little angsty about that. I'm not sure if I'm going to do it, but I might, the whole thing with it is it used to be, it was part of the ethos around that series is accessibility, so it was by donation, and the artist fees were subsidized by funding, but I might do it this year as a ticketed event. We'll see.
Yeah. So you've got a lot of, and your primary instrument is the harp? Yeah. Yeah. My daughter's a harpist, so I've been opened up into the world of harp, and it's fascinating. So what brought you two together? I mean, other than like finally being cool enough to, or not cool enough to hang out with each other, what was it that Giving Shapes provides that you don't get in the various other avenues for music that you have?
I mean, I would say what brought us together was friendship, really.
Yeah, we were just like friends, and they're like, maybe we should do music together.
Yeah. But... I mean, it's a fun project because it's quite like stripped down. It's almost minimalist in a sense, so we can kind of exploit the possibilities of our instruments in a very clear way. Sometimes, especially with the harp playing with a band, like a lot of what I do won't translate over drums or something. The kind of like more chamber vibe we have is really nice for me because we can let the harp do all the things that it can do.
Yeah, actually, I was just thinking about that because I was listening to the record, and then I was like, wow, I play so little, actually. like, there's not like the thickness of the piano that you'd often see. And so it's very sparse in a way.
Yeah. Well, and I think another thing that's cool about the two instruments is, like, you know, functionally, we cover a lot of the same ground. So, there's opportunity to do this, like I can do the thing the piano would maybe do in a different context, and Robin can do something else, or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really interesting to think about. And you're not being drowned out by bassists or drummers or anything like that. You can kind of play in that realm together because of the instruments.
And also, we co-write, which is something that I don't really do in any of my other projects, so that's super interesting.
How do you navigate that if you're not accustomed to it? Is it mostly from jamming and your improvisational background, or are there other things?
Sometimes I think it's more we bring elements to the table and then put them together, like piece them together, at the same, like in rehearsal. And then lyric writing, maybe we do together. We actually, a lot of this stuff on this record was written during a process that we did with Mind of a Snail, which is a puppetry company. They do a lot of shadow puppetry here in Vancouver. They're really cool and really active. But we were working on a show with them about disaster.
It was during COVID.
Yeah.
How timely.
It was really interesting because we were navigating like how to be in a space together, like at the height of like, you know, pandemic restrictions and, you know, sometimes even just making the work as a group, but separately.
Yeah.
So it really was a product of that time. I think also all of the songs are from that show.
No.
Except for like In a Closed Room, except for one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So So about the new album, so you had a previous EP out, and this is kind of your debut, or it was listed as your sophomore somewhere, I thought, but.
We have a full-length album that we put out in 2020, right before the pandemic. And then this one is an EP, actually. Yeah. That'll be out in a couple weeks.
I'm a
Okay.
Bandcamp person, so I it's not the debut album wasn't up on Bandcamp, so I
Oh,
didn't
yeah.
see.
You know, it's because it's
Oh.
on a label.
Oh, okay. Oh, that
Yes,
makes
it's
sense.
on their Bandcamp page.
Oh, all right.
Music. I think we need to figure out how to link it properly.
Yeah, what label? Well, do you want to say the label's name?
I don't know, they're great. They're called Elsewhere Music. They're based in New York or J New Jersey, and I think because our style sort of like bridges between like indie folk stuff and classical world, it was somebody who was more classical oriented that wanted to put it out. So that was really cool. But this one, we're just like we both released so much music, and it's kind of exhausting within the landscape that we have these days. Like, so we were just like, let's keep it simple, and we'll, although it's never simple, we did this like, okay,
I seem to complicate everything that I do. It's
it's
like my
okay. No,
special
it's
power.
good. It's, you know, it's fine.
Well,
You have good
yeah.
ideas.
We released this EP as a CSA subscription. So each song, there's five singles that came out once a month that had a we commissioned different makers around town to make a art object that was related to a song that you would get in the mail when the song came out.
So community supported art. And so when did that process start, the mail out?
The mail out started in January.
December.
Oh yeah,
We had a
December. We rolled it
Christmas.
out for Christmas, that's right.
That's so who how did you partner with the artists? What how did you choose who to work with?
I don't know, we got lots of friends.
Each song had a scent
Yes, that's right.
attached to it.
Yeah, so like
Like,
sight, smell, touch, ears, and what's the other one?
taste.
Taste. Yeah.
Last one will
okay.
be. Yeah, the last one will be in the
Yeah.
show.
So we had like Coffee from General Strike, who's a good friend of ours.
Yeah, Kevin
Yeah,
from
and
Only a Visitor. Yeah.
Another friend who has a shop on Galliano made some nice bath products for us, and then
We have some coloring
some
pages.
coloring pages, and then the album artwork as a poster. And then we can't reveal what the last one is because the recipients haven't gotten it yet, so
Right, of course.
yeah.
And then is it going to be a physical release as well? Or like, is there, are there, you said you put the record on. Is there a physical record as well?
There are cassettes.
Cassettes. Okay, nice. It's a much
We
more
have a few
practical
things.
means of reproducing music.
Yeah. It's hard to know these days, like
Yeah.
what
I know. Some people are like, where's your CD? You're
I
like, oh
know.
no. You're the one guy that wanted
Yeah.
it.
There was a CDR that I put out for CITR many years ago, and it's on Discogs as a as an item. But I occasionally get emails from people being like, "Will you sell me your like copy of this compilation?" And I'm like, "It was a CDR I burned. Like I can just send you the files and the album art, and you can print it out yourself." But I don't know. It's kind of funny, but
It is weird.
So a cassette, and so you are going to be releasing it on May 6th. Is that, or that's kind of the release party?
Show, yeah.
So originally that was going to be at Fabrique Saint-Georges, but you have a friend that's coming to town. So can you tell people about what's happening on that day now?
So we chose to move venues just so we could accommodate one of our favorite artists ever, Tanya Iyer, who's from Montreal. I think she's got a show in Seattle, and she was trying to make a stop in Vancouver make sense. So we were like, we can help you make that make sense. So we're going to be playing at the Hargrove, which is a new spot on Main and Third. And we've got Amanda Sum opening as well as Tanya. So it should be pretty nice.
Yeah, that's I was not familiar with that venue, and it looks great. So, yeah.
It's new. It's brand new. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think they're just getting going. But it's nice to have another kind of smaller, intimate room in town.
With a piano.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice. And what other things are in the works for Giving Shapes? So you've got that show. Any other shows that are happening for you? Or you? What are your plans?
It's a mystery. One thing at a time, okay?
All right, fair enough. I don't
have any big plans.
We'll do something nice in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe, maybe Joe, maybe at KW, Joe was asking.
Mm. Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. It's so nice when there's venues around.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Gotta love having some venues.
Exactly. Gotta love that one or two venues.
So you've got a couple of videos posted on your website. Any other videos in the works for this album?
We have to do that.
We have to do that. We will do that.
No rush. No rush at all.
We ran out of grant money, so, you know, it's tricky.
Well, I think it's like also a bit of creative exhaustion happening right now. But definitely. The record is good, and we hope that people enjoy it.
And we have all this cool merch from the CSA. There's more. It will live on as like individual items. So
right. So it's not just cassettes and maybe a t-shirt at the merch table. It's going to be coloring pages and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Very cool. What does Earth Rings Like a Bell mean? What does that title mean?
It's from the process we went through with Mind of a Snail, the kind of disaster we imagined that we wrote this music around, was a comet coming. So that's a lyric that's pulled from a song.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, there's, when we did this with the snails, there's a beautiful imagery of the comet hitting the earth and the earth like making a beautiful song.
Yeah, it was kind of like, I think we were trying to figure out how to make a show about hope in like coming together to fight as a group. Like injustice, but I think we wanted the disaster to be a little bit like vague, like it could be anything, like that wasn't the point. But then in the end we came with this, the imagery of a comet.
Yeah.
But Earth Rings Like a Bell is also kind of like the all the voices coming together as one and like being louder and stronger, I think, as well. Yeah.
Nice. Anything else you want to add that we didn't cover? Any other fun things happening music-wise for you in the coming months that you might want people to know about?
I'm doing a kind of a funny one. In May, I'll be playing, this is my solo stuff, at some different SkyTrain stations. That's part of a program TransLink is running. So I'll see you at like Surrey Central. Yeah.
To one of those, because she loves riding the SkyTrain.
Yeah, and then... I don't know. Keep your eyes open for my solo album whenever it comes out. Mm-hmm. I'm really happy with how it turned out. So that'll be happening. And maybe the Woodland Patio series, I'll get together. And Robin's got a bunch of stuff at Public Secrets.
Yeah, it feels like we have so much going on, but like right now, next weekend, I'm recording with the Gamelon.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing that's on my mind right now, but that won't be public for a while. There's things happening.
Yeah. Stay tuned. Like, but the most important thing is
on social media. I'm like, I don't need to.
It's kind of like, okay. It is though. It's funny. Like 1 week at a time. It's like, what am I doing right now?
Yeah.
It's kind of the mode.
Yeah.
I feel you. Yeah. And people can get advance tickets for the May 6th show. Are there, I thought there was maybe another show that you were playing that's the only one on the horizon right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm doing something with Joe. From Joe Pass, like later on in May, after our show.
Okay.
Yeah. Show comes first.
Yeah.
Great. All right. Well, thanks so much. And is there a particular song? Well, actually, I want to ask one other question. Any other bands in town that you're really excited about these days, or that you would want to play after we hear a song from you on the radio?
like Walgren.
Yawn.
Yawn.
I'm thinking of who's putting out a record.
Emily Millard, but I don't think any singles have come out
yet. Nothing yet. Oh, Selena. Future Star. Got a
I know. She just did an interview with Chris Horrific and apparently played a new song. I can't wait. And a Mint record co-signee, I guess. I don't know. What do you call someone who's like a label mate? Yeah.
Label mate.
Yeah. So that's very exciting. Cool. Okay. Well, I'll cue up some of those. But before we listen to those, is there a song from your new album that you'd want to hear on the radio?
Yeah. What are worlds?
What are worlds? Okay. So thank you so much, Robin and Elisa. And here is The Giving Shapes from the new album, Earth Rings Like a Bell. This is the song, What Are Worlds?
Couched inside the words that we barely speak.
Thank you.
right. That was the band Yawn from a few years back. That was the song Wasting Time. Before that, we heard Walgren and her new single, Arrow to the Wind. And at the top there, we heard What Are Worlds from the new record by Giving Shapes. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. I'm going to go back to bed and going to close out with a song by Regular Fantasy, a great Vancouver-based DJ. And this is from her new album, Alt House, which she is performing under the name Regular Fantasy's Rendezvous. And this is the song, Take Me to Your Mansion. Nice. Let's end on something upbeat to counteract the very, very low energy I've brought to this endeavor. All right. Thanks, everyone. And I hope I am in much better shape next week when I talk to you next. Bye.
this is Emily.
This is Lauren.
From Nice Apple. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Dial.